You're listening to Mountain West Voices. I'm Clay Scott. When Corey Caswell was a teenager, he decided he wanted to be a cowboy. He left the small Iowa town where he grew up, made his way west, and found a job on a Wyoming ranch. 25 years and dozens of ranches later, he's still living the life of an itinerant cowboy.
Parents always told me I was born 200 years too late. And they told me that, oh, there ain't no more cowboys in the world. And no, that's not true. And, you know, I'm living proof. Yeah, there are still cowboys and in Wyoming, Montana. And I think there always will be.
I met Corey in Helena, Montana. He was wearing a well-worn, heavy denim coat, a black cowboy hat, boots, and spurs, and he stood out as he made his way down the sidewalk, past an upscale bakery, a microbrewery, and dozens of Subarus and Hondas with ski racks.
Wearing my cowboy hat, my spurs, you know, and that's just a daily thing for me. And I don't care what other people think. You know, if they don't like it, they don't have to look at me. But I'm not to impress anybody, but, you know, that's just the way I am. I've tried living in towns and cities, and that's not me. I'm not one for the hustle and bustle and all the traffic. And, yeah, I'm not much of a city person. I never have been.
Corey hadn't planned to come here. He was standing by the side of the road with his saddle and duffel bag east of Gillette, Wyoming, hoping to make it to Casper, where he had a lead on a ranch job. But he got a ride from a man who was on his way to Helena, 500 miles to the northwest. Corey decided to come along to see some new country and maybe find a job. When I ran into him, he'd been staying at the homeless shelter for a couple of nights, and he was on his way to the public library to get the phone numbers of some local ranches.
Springtime, well, early spring, January, February, I can always find cabin jobs. Cabin out cows. That'll usually get me through the spring and into the start of the summer. Then I can go from there. I usually do a lot of horses, you know, during the summer months, some spring, summer, fall when the weather's good. And no matter where I go, I can always find work. I can always find horses that need done. I can always find fencing jobs or whatever.
Corey says he's been hurt more times than he can remember, by livestock and by machines. A few years ago, a horse fell on him and broke his hip. He spent 2 weeks in intensive care, and the doctors told him he wouldn't be able to ride anymore.
I went back a month later to get staples out for my incision, for my surgery, and they asked me what I'd been doing, because I didn't have my cane, and I heard that I hadn't been going to physical therapy, and asked, you know, what I was doing, and I said, I'm back to riding horses. And they, you know, thought I was an idiot and crazy and suicidal and all this. And I'm like, no, but I'm not going to be a cripple the rest of my life.
Corey says he'd like to have his own place, but he knows that's probably not realistic for him. In the meantime, he says he's happy as long as he has three squares and a roof over his head, and as long as he can do what he loves, and that's working with horses and cattle.
I'm not looking to get rich. I never will. You know, that doesn't bother me. It bothers a lot of people. They're worried, you know, about where their next check and stuff's coming from. I don't worry about that. And I'm single. I've never been married, never had any kids. I do like women. I'm very straight. I've had a few women ask me. They thought I was the other way, and no, I'm not. But they thought that was pretty odd that I've never been married, never had any kids, but I've just never found the right one. I have no regrets. I'm very grateful for the people that I've worked for and look forward to the ones that I'll meet, you know, in the future. To me, it's kind of an honor. And I'll be a cowboy till the day I die. So it's just who I am.
You've been listening to Corey Caswell. Mountain West Voices is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, a regional studies and public education program of the University of Montana. Additional support was provided by the Greater Montana Foundation. To see photos of today's story by photographer Kenton Rowe, or to listen to and download more than 150 stories from around the Rocky Mountain West, go to mountainwestvoices.org. I'm Clay Scott.